The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Thursday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle. Sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
Hello to the world, wherever you are listening to the Chris Moyle Show, live from a drizzly Leicester Square in London, where the weather is officially... Now, Dom, you're not a trained meteorologist.
Well, you say that. No, I'm not.
Would you describe, in weather terms, the weather as crappy this morning?
It is crappy, bordering on really, really rubbishy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks very dark and outside our window here, and it shouldn't be.
It's weather.
Miserable.
Just so
miserable.
I watched the news last night, and I was watching all the information about climate change.
Yes.
And how temperatures are getting hotter.
Yes.
So we reached our hottest temperature last year, I think. And they reckon that was like the hottest temperature in the UK last year, I think. And they reckon that it'll change again to another hottest temperature ever in the next few years.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's getting hotter.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And colder.
Planet's heating up.
And rainier.
Mm-hmm.
You've got climate change and you've got global warming.
Yes.
They're two different things, right? Mm. Now, did they invent climate change so that when... Because people think global warming, that means the weather's going to be nicer everywhere.
That's what everyone thought.
So did they create climate change so when it rains, they go, global warming by arse. They go, oh, no, that's climate change.
Yeah, it's to shut those people up, basically, isn't it? Yeah. Wetter winters and hotter summers.
Man, jeepers.
Not gears.
Anyway, welcome to the show. We're live on Global Player. If you want to watch us on the Radio X official app, which is called Global Player, you can see us live. How you doing? I'm worried about my eye.
What's happened?
I told you the other day, I had like a little thing under my eye.
Yeah.
And I've had a couple of styes before.
Yeah.
Which are horrible.
They're painful.
Yeah, they're horrible.
And I don't really know what it is, but it's like a spot on the bottom.
It's like in your eyelid, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
And I've had that before when I've been on holiday, and I've had it before, and it's awful. I hate it. And you just look like a crap boxer.
Yeah.
Because you're walking around like with one eye closed.
And beaten up.
So I'm trying to avoid that. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's just...
Is it itchy?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
It's not itchy.
And it's under my eye. And I haven't... I saw it this morning when I woke up. But, I've got one... I don't have a lazy eye, but I've got a lazy eyelid.
Have you?
Yeah.
A little droopy eyelid?
Yeah.
Which one?
Makes you look drunk if
this
you
one.
Have that.
Oh,
okay.
I've never noticed that.
Yeah.
So it's like that, but not...
No,
it's just not like you're winking at me, is it?
No. You wouldn't really notice it unless you had a proper look at it.
Yeah, that's probably common, is it?
So if I close my eyes and open them wide, my eyelids are the same.
Yeah,
and then after a few blinks and after a while,
right,
one of them just puts its feet up metaphorically.
Yeah, just settles down.
I've never known. Are you doing it now?
And I don't know. I can't see.
Can't see your eyes.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you can't see your own eyes.
Yeah,
can you see?
No.
Stop, don't look at me. It's weird, you're looking at me right in the eyes. I don't like it.
Eye contact.
So I've got this thing with my eye. I'm also clean shaven, which I hate. I always think it's a good idea, and then I do it, and I'm like, I just don't look good.
That's an incredibly clean shave, that one.
Yeah, you haven't got any nicks?
No, you haven't.
No, I'm good. I've got it down now.
Mac 3.
First of all, what I do, ladies... and gentlemen, I have my, like, shaver, so I get it down to, like, stubble.
Mm.
And then I make my face really hot with the hot water, and then I put the stuff on, soap, shaving cream, whatever you want to use that day. And then I put my razor in the hot water, let that get nice and soft.
Oh, that's nice.
And then off you go.
Yeah, lovely that.
I can't watch anybody else shave. I can't watch people shave, though.
Because they do shave face. You do that. Everyone sort of, like, starts gurning in front of the mirror and pulling your face apart and stuff. Yeah. Left, right and centre.
It is weird.
It is weird.
But, like, even in a movie, if there's a bloke having a shave, I'm like, I can't.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it give you the ick, as kids would say?
I've never used that phrase.
No, you shouldn't do either. No one under 40 should ever say, give me the ick.
Oh, then I can say it then. Because
oh, that's true. You're in your
30s. I'm 30.
Yeah.
I'm almost 30.
Yes.
That's what it is. God, getting older, man, it sucks. But it's better than the alternative.
Quick public service announcement. If the M1 is closed...
We're doing one road travel.
The one road is the M1. If you're going southbound along the M1 into London, it's closed from Junction 5 to all the way to the end of the M1.
What?
Which I didn't find out until this morning.
What?
Because I got in about 10 minutes ago.
What, both sides or...?
I think it's just southbound. I think the other side coming northbound was fine.
What, 5 all the way to the end? So where did they take you?
So I came off at Watford and I have no idea where I went. Because basically, if I'm not doing exactly the route I do every day, I don't really know where I am.
Yeah, sure.
I was driving through some places. It was very busy.
How are you feeling now?
Took me an hour and a half to get to work.
You
have to do this.
Okay. Took you how long?
About an hour and a half.
Well, don't live so far away.
I know,
what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Absolutely right.
Move. Just because you want, like, you know, a nice home with a driveway and a garden and all of that. No.
It's not worth
it. Scrap all that.
Yeah.
Sell your house.
Yeah.
Buy a one-bedroom tiny flat in London with no driveway. No guarantee you can even park in the same postcode, let alone outside your house on the street, like the rest of us.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, absolutely right. I don't know what I'm playing at.
For tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll move. I'll move overnight tonight. I do envy people who can get to work on the tube if you're working in London.
Your trains don't even often turn up.
No.
Or they get cancelled at the last second.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. Because they're not very busy. Like, 10 to 5, whatever time I'd get it. They just go, nah. We won't bother.
What is the excuse for when the train just doesn't turn up?
I don't know.
They just go, sauce about that.
It's usually things like we haven't got enough staff.
How do they not have enough staff?
We haven't got a driver today, or whatever it is.
How difficult is it now? I don't mean to upset people, but how difficult is it to drive a train that is connected to tracks?
Yeah.
Because when I was a kid...
Oh, I'd love a go. I think about this a lot.
When I was a kid, you used to go to the theme parks, and there'd be, like, driving game. Like, you get in a car, and you're allowed to drive as a kid.
Yeah.
And then you realise, when you get a bit older, that car is on that track.
Mm.
No matter whether you turn the steering wheel left or right, it's going where the track's going.
You're doing nothing.
You're actually doing nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I often think with train drivers, like, just... What do they do? And this is a genuine question.
Mm.
So is it like stop and start? Or have they got like a steering wheel and an accelerator pedal? Because the train can only hit a certain speed.
Yes.
Right?
You can't
fall. It slows down when it's coming into the station.
Mm.
You'll have to slow it down though.
But is it a button?
It'll be like one of them levers.
Like, I've seen so many videos of pilots in planes.
Yeah, I've watched them a lot.
And the amount of times that, like, the plane takes off and within 20 seconds it's in autopilot.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And they go, oh, yeah. And then they turn a little tiny little dial. It's got a huge cockpit. They turn a tiny dial.
Yeah.
And then the plane goes in that direction.
So clever.
Then they get a clipboard out or whatever it is. And you're like, I could do that if I knew what I was doing.
Yeah. They press all the buttons above their head, don't they? I don't know what it does. That's microwave stuff.
Do you think you could land a plane if they came on the tunnel
instead? No. Oh, God, no.
If you had to, I reckon.
No.
Because air traffic control would talk you through it. I reckon I'd give it a good go.
You know that. Yeah, they have that voice which goes 800.
Yes.
700.
Yes.
As you get nearer the ground. Yeah. I would get to oops.
Yeah. Too low.
No, you idiot.
Minus 100.
No, you've landed, you div.
Yeah.
Should I put the wheels down?
Too low. Pull up.
Yeah, pull up. Don't get me wrong. Pull up. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's an easy gig. Mm. But I'm just like, what do train drivers do?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's a predetermined route, right?
Mm.
No, never. When do they ever have to go, oh, it's looking busy up there. I'll take this diversion. I'll go around the left.
You know what I think you need to have a go on? It's a genuine thing. And don't dismiss it. Train simulator.
There's no such thing.
Yes, train simulator?
Yes, there is.
What? As in
not driving? A game?
Yes.
Right.
Train
no.
simulator.
On what?
I'm sure on the computer. Maybe on Xbox.
Have you played that?
I think I have had a go.
Oh, you think? Of course you've had a go.
I think, I mean, I prefer a flight
Love
simulator.
It.
Toby's on Football Manager. You're driving trains.
I'm not even playing FIFA anymore.
Are you not?
It's unplugged.
I haven't done it for years.
Really? Yeah.
Oh.
We decorated down in that room and so I had to unplug everything.
Right. Oh.
And it's just not gone back.
Oh, you're not missing it?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I've not played FIFA all year.
Hmm.
And out of my mind, I'm... My son loves train sim, says Nigel.
Sim.
There you go. His child. James says, there's got to be some train drivers listening, surely. Well, yeah, this is what I mean.
Yeah, there will be.
Here you go. Train Simulator 2020 from Tring to Euston. Oh, that looks fun, doesn't it?
Oh, it's fast.
Do you know what? No.
It's found on the screen. Look at
I mean, driving an actual train is fun, but not sitting on a computer pretending.
So.
Right.
Oh, God, James.
It's like a 3D thing.
Is that you moving it?
No, it's
him. Oh, okay.
I should have pretended that was me.
Yeah,
right.
It's the YouTube video.
Oh.
And you have a little look around and turn it on and whatnot, and then there's a little lever, I think. Oh, he's got to run and check.
It's a tiny little cabin that
Isn't it
got.
Tiny? It's like one person. That's it.
Oh.
Oh.
And there's an advert for Moonpig.
YouTube.
Yeah, you have to go to Moonpig.
Get premium, what's wrong with you?
It's the company one.
Oh, there we go. Oh, he's found it again. Look, hang on. So this is very visual, so you'll only see this if you watch it. Now his lights are amber, his traffic light.
Wait for green for go.
When's he going to go?
It's very...
Oh,
there
you
go, you're off now.
But he's gone on the amber light.
He's gone on the amber.
Oh, perhaps amber means something different on the railways. Floor it. Amber, floor it.
Very slow, isn't it?
Now, does he put his foot down? Does he turn a dial? Do you just press a... Why wouldn't you just press a button?
I think you turn a big lever thing, don't you?
Nah,
I think
no
it'd be
idea.
Like a big...
Look, you got a big telephone in there if you want to have a chat.
Right, let's read some text messages out. Yes. If you want to text 83936, there's a text number in the UK, 83936, on WhatsApp, 0330 33 33 100. 0330 33 33 100. That WhatsApp works anywhere in the world, by the way, so save it in your phone. Radio X WhatsApp, and then you've got it. 0330 33 33 100.
We always say it doesn't work in North Korea, but we don't know that for a fact.
Morning, what's going on with the live feed this morning? It's out of sync on the homepage, and I can't watch it if I click on it. Love you guys, says Lucy. Let's go to our live feed expert, which is Phoenix. Good morning, Phoenix.
Good morning.
What's going on with the live feed? It's out of sync on the homepage, and I can't watch it if I click on it, says Lucy.
I don't know. This would be a global player team problem.
Yep, we don't know, Lucy. Okay, next.
Welcome for me.
Working for me as well. Is it an Android iPhone thing, Phoenix, do you think?
I don't really know.
Okay.
It seems to be a very inconsistent issue.
Mine's just gone off.
They've updated it because you can rewind the video now as well.
What?
So do that.
Oh. Do we get repeat fees for that?
Yeah.
Good.
Do we? Excellent.
My partner's dad drives freight trains. He sleeps whilst driving. Sets alarms knowing when to press certain buttons.
No,
that can't be true. And we won't name that person.
What else we got? Yeah, it's boring. There you go.
No, that's not a thing. I'm sure he doesn't do that.
Chris, would you do a name and shame segment if I send you pictures of people middle lane hogging? Because obviously the driver would be listening, says Connor. Connor, yesterday when I was talking about the middle lane drivers, the people who hog the middle lane when there's nothing on the inside.
Mm.
I went on a rant. Was it yesterday?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Went on a rant about it and we got so many messages, like a crazy amount of messages. And I don't think we got one message a serious message from anybody going, the reason I drive in the outside lane is because, 1 second, 6:45, if you're listening to Radio X, write it down. Yeah, we didn't get, we've got virtually none. Mm. Like, we got a couple of funny ones, or trying to be funny.
Yeah.
It's like people, I genuinely think there were people listening, driving in the middle lane, with nothing in lane one, listening to me moan about people in the middle lane, and they were probably laughing away going, oh yeah, that's right, yeah. I'm probably blissfully unaware.
Yeah.
I don't think they know they do it.
No, they...
genuinely now.
They're oblivious to everything.
Yeah. When they got taught to drive, like their dad or their granddad went, you should drive in the middle lane, it's safer. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I told you, Jack was driving me and he's driving the middle lane, and when I pulled him up on it the next day, he went, well, it was raining.
I still don't get that argument.
I don't get it.
No. You can drive in any lane it's raining. It's not, yeah, it's not raining in the other ones.
Yeah, but if I'm in the middle lane, you know, something happens, I can pull into lane one.
What, like the hard shoulder?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Because no one's taught to drive on motorways, are they? That's the thing. You pass your test. You're not ever taught to drive on a motorway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should do that.
I was an hour away from my nearest motorway where I lived in Cumbria when I learned to drive.
Oh my God.
It's bad. You should do motorway driving, everybody.
You should.
Should.
Train simulator is great fun, although very nerdy. If you want something more relaxed, then you should try Goat Simulator, says Matt. I'm good.
What?
I'm good.
Goat Simulator.
Is that what I think it might be?
I don't know what you think it might be.
I'm thinking it teaches you how to milk a goat. Is it that?
Oh, Dom.
Is it that?
Goat Simulator.
I bet it is.
Jen in Dorset is watching on the camera. She says it's fine, and she says, Dom's headphones, how many times a day does he adjust the right ear? It's fascinating.
Well, do you know what it is? My headphones, I don't like them too tight, and so this is particularly loose, which I like, but then sometimes when I'm talking, it starts drifting down a bit. So I like to keep it there. But then,
you also have one ear on and one ear off.
I do.
Which I find the weirdest thing. That's
I do.
The weirdest sound sensation to me.
See, I find it weird to have both on because you only sound like you're on the radio.
We are on the radio.
I know, but I don't want to sound as I am. James O'Brien does the same thing. He has one ear on, one ear off.
James O'Brien's a nutcase. Have you seen his massive mug?
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's amazing.
He drinks out of a mug which is the same size as an aquarium.
Yeah. It is huge.
It's like huge. Like, it's you got to hold it with two hands.
It must weigh a ton, and that's full.
And there was a video of him one day, and he's talking to some caller, and he just leans over and he just picks it up, with no reference to it, obviously.
Yeah.
It's like a goblet. It's like something King Arthur would use if he had a mug.
It is.
Like that, and he plunks it back down again. That weird bunch at LBC there.
They're crazy. Crazy cats at LBC.
Right, so this is my last day today. I'm not leaving, don't worry. Hey, by the way, good morning. I was thinking about this morning. All the people who are on the radio, who breakfast DJs who start at 7, I guess they listen to us on the way into work.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, morning other DJs.
Morning, DJs. Yeah, tomorrow I'm not here. I have a personal matter.
Yeah.
And then Saturday I'll be back on. And then next week is normal.
Next week is normal. No bank holiday, sadly.
Yeah, I've got things to do. I might tell you about it next weekend, but I've got a funeral to go to, and I've got people to see in hospital and whatnot. That's all. It's crappy. It's a crappy time.
Yeah, it is. Sorry about that as well.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't your fault.
It wasn't my fault.
No matter what the police say, Dom.
I know.
I'm on your side.
I'm innocent.
Yeah. How are you to know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah. You know what I mean.
You said he was easy to drive a train. Turns out now you know.
No, apparently not.
So Toby Tarrant is going to do the show tomorrow.
Yes.
He's back.
With Dom and you?
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. So I'll be out, Toby will be in. Now, the weird thing is, Toby's on holiday this week.
Mm.
But he's going to come back and do Friday.
Yes.
Adam Brown is doing the request hour this week, so Sophie's filling in for Adam Brown. It's all changed. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
That's why, like, when people go, I'm not feeling very well. I don't feel 100%. Oh, well, why don't you just take the day off the show? And you're like, because it's a huge faff.
Was Toby away on holiday? Has he gone abroad to come back, or was he just around?
No,
I think he was up in Liverpool.
I think he's around.
He
went to Liverpool and then got some golf in.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So I'm off the show on Friday, which means Toby Tarrant has to do it. So imagine Toby wasn't on holiday. Toby then can't do his own show, so they get Adam Brown, he's on before us, to do Toby's.
Yeah.
Then Adam Brown's show needs somebody to fill in. So at the moment, Sophie's doing Adam Brown's show. And that's the thing. And so we're like, if I'm ever sitting on the sofa at 8 o'clock and I'm on my ass and I've got a cold or hay fever or whatever, can't see, got blood coming out of your ears. And Tiff goes, just don't do the show tomorrow. It's like, I'm too aware of the faff that it causes.
If you've got blood coming out of your ears, you might consider it. That's not good, is it?
Or maybe it was a spot.
That's a red flag.
Yeah, it's a red flag, isn't it?
You know, maybe I was cleaning my ears too vigorously.
Yes.
Which you shouldn't do with those cotton buds, you know?
No, it's bad. The adverts will tell you that.
Yeah.
Because you're shoving it in. And what you need is that little screw thing. Yeah. Have you seen that?
No.
It's a little thing you twist. I don't know if it works scientifically, but that's what the advert says.
For that.
You twist it and it pulls the earwax out. Now,
looks dangerous.
I know people are sort of waking up probably having breakfast, but the stuff they're pulling out of there.
No.
It's the size of a CD.
Oh, God, no.
Have you ever had your ears hoovered?
Hoovered?
Well, they don't like to syringe them anymore if you've got wax. They like to suck it out with a small hoover.
No.
I've had that done about 7-8 years ago.
I wanted to get them syringed back in the day, and the guy said, no, you don't need it.
They don't really like to do that anymore. So they suck it out now.
Henry?
I'm going to vomit.
Yeah, like a very small, loud, angry Henry.
And then what's it like afterward? I've been told you can hear a farrow spart. A sparrow fart.
Yeah.
Thank God that didn't sound rude.
You can hear a farrow spart.
Miles away.
From about 100 metres. It's incredible. It's HD. Your ears get HD hearing straight away.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Yeah, no, not... No.
Look, Rab says that wee screw thing works a treat.
What, old waxy ear Rab?
Yeah. He can't hear us, but he can now, probably.
Ear candles are the way forward, says Emma the trucker.
That's weird. I've seen that before as well. You shove a candle in, light it, and it pulls all the wax out.
Have you had a go on one of that?
No.
That's weird.
I like a go on that. Looks fun.
James has texted in saying, where's Pippa? She's off today.
Yeah.
The diehard fan.
That's it.
Upstairs.
Big fan of the show. Yeah, she's upstairs. She's upstairs.
Yeah. Anyway, so welcome to the show, and thank you for listening to us rambling on. Now, what have we got today? Tom Daly's coming in to see us.
Great. He's brilliant.
He's a nice guy.
Isn't he?
We met him years ago.
We did? I think he was about 8.
I don't know if he was that young, but...
He was very young. He was about 12.
We went to Nando's.
Yeah.
We had Nando's with Tom Daly.
He was really young, though.
Yeah.
Wasn't he? He was pre-teen, I think.
I don't know.
12 or something.
I wonder if he gets bored of it all. Is he retired now?
Yeah, he hasn't dived since. He retired and he hasn't dived into a pool since.
Why would you?
Yeah, he's done enough, hasn't he?
Do you think he does an holiday?
No.
Even if it's the running bomb?
He does bomb. He does bombs, but he won't dive.
It's a weird thing, isn't it? Diving.
Mm. That's incredible.
I know, the effort that goes into it.
Yeah.
Like, when he's practicing...
Mm.
We should ask him this.
Yeah.
Now, it must be... I think this is why divers have got great bodies, because swimmers have got great bodies.
Mm.
But he's a diver.
He is, yeah.
I think the great body comes from climbing up the stairs all the way to the top board.
Mm.
Right, you get to the end, you dive off, you wiggle about a bit, whatever you do, you hit the water as perfectly as you can. Then what do? You get out, you climb all the way back to the top again, and
you
do it again.
You have a shower on the way. I think when they get out, they've got to have a shower.
That's one thing I don't get. So they have a shower and they're holding a towel. And they dab themselves with a towel in the shower.
Did they?
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Well, we can ask Tom when he gets in.
He must have like 50 showers a day.
Yeah. He's drying them. He's going to be like a prune. He's drying himself with a towel in the shower.
It'll be chlorine, won't it? I have to wash the chlorine off.
I don't know.
I don't know. Do you think?
And also, like... He's an Olympian, right? He's a gold medal winner.
He's won everything, bronze, silver, and
unbelievable.
Yeah.
But you don't get any money, do you?
Not. No.
Like, do you get, if you're in the Team GB, do you get like per diems? Do you get like a token? Because isn't that right? When the England footballers they all play for different teams.
Yeah.
They're all on different money.
Yes.
But when they play for England, yeah, don't they all get literally the same? It's like a token amount.
It isn't, yeah.
It might be like £1,000 a match, you or £500 or something.
For your country for money, do you?
No.
Really, yeah. It's just the pride of playing.
Oh, yeah.
So how does Team GB work? Is it like, do divers get less money than 800-metre runners?
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
We're talking about that. So, like, sprinters are going to get... When they were dividing it up, it was a couple of years ago, there's a bit of controversy about it. Sprinters were getting more than, I don't know, someone doing archery or something like that. And everyone's going, it should be the same. If you want to encourage people into sport, it should be the same.
Tom Daly's became very, very famous.
Yeah.
And so you've got the level of fame, but you don't have the money that goes with it.
Mm. Well, then he started working for British Gas.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's going out fixing people's boilers. He's not working for British
Gas. No, he's sitting in the bath.
Yeah.
Or is he sat in the bath while a man's fixing something? I don't know. Or whatever.
Right.
Or he likes taking his clothes off,
but he's got his trunks on.
Well, I've chatted with Tom Daly, and then it says here on my notes that the comedian and actor Tim Key is coming in, but I believe that when I see it, because we said it for the whole of the show yesterday.
Yeah.
But James had made a mistake, although it wasn't James, it was Pippa, but he took the blame because he didn't want to feel... He felt a bit bad about Pippa. Yeah. Did she even know?
No, I didn't.
All right, I'll get our listeners to text
later. I'm trying to be nice.
Anyway, that's the first 25 minutes done. Thanks for watching, if it indeed did work. I was switching the cameras off. Dominic's got your news at 7 o'clock next. Stay with us, why don't you? Chris Moyle Show. Bye-bye now.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X. At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's. Global Player, the official Radio X app.
With podcasts like How It All Played Out.
Hello, I'm Mark Pugach.
I'm Paul Haywood.
And we have a brand new podcast, and it's where sport and history collide.
From the disappearance of Shergar and the inception of Bodyline, we'll look back at sport's greatest moments.
How It All Played Out. Listen to the latest episodes now on Global Player.
The official Radio X app.
Download it now for free.
Samantha!
Go on, reward yourself. Get £4 2D tickets at Cineworld when you book online using club card vouchers and visit between 27th of May and the 8th of June, celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Prices for standard 2D ticket, T's and C's apply. See tesco.com/cineworld.
100 years ago, the nation's greatest invention made its debut. But can you guess what it was? Was it the... or the... Nah, it was this. The McVitie's Chocolate Digestive. Mm. 100 years of the nation's greatest invention. Buy a pack for the chance to win £100 every 100 minutes. There's only one. McVitie's True Originals.
At Matalan, it's time for another exclusive deal. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £40 or more. Just in time for payday. Go on, you deserve it. Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
And they're coming down the final furlong now. And Long Drive Home is being chased down by I'm Tired. I wish I didn't have to drive home. It's losing ground as Better Get a Travelodge is coming up fast. Long Drive Home is fading as Better Get a Travelodge comes tearing up on the inside. And Better Get a Travelodge takes it!
Sporting event coming up. Better Get a Travel Lodge. Find king-size comfort up and down the country at travellodge.co.uk.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves, remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella!
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Morning, everyone. It's Thursday morning. It's 29th of May, 2025. Thanks for listening to The Chris Moyle Show. You have got great taste. We've got Tim Key, the comedian, the actor, the poet, the writer, Sidekick Simon, talking about his brand new movie. He's coming in. Tom Daly, the Olympic gold medalist, is coming in.
Oh, yeah.
And Dominic Byrne's got your new sport and weather. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, a trade court in the US has blocked Donald Trump from imposing sweeping tariffs. The judges concluded the president exceeded his authority by using emergency powers to bring in levies on almost every country. The White House says it will appeal. Our Washington correspondent Simon Marks has been looking at the ruling.
It says that it is absolutely clear that the Constitution assigns the United States Congress the exclusive powers to collect tariffs, to impose tariffs, and to regulate commerce with foreign nations. On the face of it, it is a substantial blow.
In other news this morning, Radio X has discovered there's been a big rise in the number of children taking knives into schools. Figures we've seen show around 12 blades a day are being discovered in Britain's classrooms. The government's looking to halve knife crime over the next decade. The Health Secretary is urging doctors to vote against going on strike. The British Medical Association are balloting resident doctors in England over action that could last for 6 months. New polling suggests almost half of the British public are against the proposed walkouts. And Elon Musk has quit working in Donald Trump's White House. The boss at Tesla and SpaceX had been working to cut government spending. He has thanked the US president for the opportunity.
Sport.
Chelsea have ended the season with a trophy after winning the UEFA Conference League. They came from behind to beat Spanish side Real Betis 4-1 in the final last night. Here's the boss, Enzo Maresca.
I expect a little bit the way we play first half. And the reason why is because we play 100 minutes Sunday. We adjust something tactically half-time. And second half, we were much better, and we are very happy.
That success means Chelsea are the first club to lift all four of the current major European trophies. And Emma Raducanu believes she can take plenty of positives from her performances during the clay court season. The British tennis number two had her French Open campaign ended in the second round. That was by the defending champion Iga Swiatek. But Raducanu's enjoyed some decent results over the last few weeks. She says she's now looking forward to playing on her favourite surface, grass.
I do feel comfortable, obviously, being at home and having that environment around me. Last year, I had a great season, and I'm looking forward to kind of being in the same environment, being at home, having the home support. And, I think all of us really thrive in that environment, and it's just, a really healthy and kind of happy time.
I really hope she does very well. I really do.
She's brilliant.
But didn't she get an ass whooping?
She did.
She got absolutely whooped.
Yeah.
And the story that we've written is she's taken a lot of positives out of it.
A lot of positives.
What's the positive? She has to go home early?
Well, I mean, it's more experience on clay.
She got plans for the weekend?
Yeah.
It's great, actually, because it's my mate's hen do Friday, and I really needed to get back to it.
Pub in the park.
All eyes
It's very positive. I want to go see Chris Moyles at Pub in the Park on Friday night in London. Apparently, it's 2-for-1 tickets.
So all eyes on Wimbledon now for Emma Raducanu.
Yeah, and I hope she smashes it. I really do.
She's brilliant.
I love, seriously, somebody in the newsroom loves her. Mm, she got a whooping.
It's Chris who's writing the sport at the moment.
Do you know what it is?
I think he's a big tennis fan.
Do you know what it is? I think he's got a party going on Friday. He's her mate, and she's invited. He's like, oh, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
There's lots of positives to be taken out of this. Anyway, well done to Emma.
Well done,
who
Emma.
Was she playing against again?
She was playing against Iga Swiatek.
Oh, she was very eager. She won.
Weather.
With eBay. What? Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Cloudy and patchy rain again for much of the UK. Some sunshine later for central and eastern parts. And quite warm, 23 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you very much, Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
You are listening to the best bloody breakfast show on the radio in Britain. Not officially, just in my eyes. You're welcome.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
I use the middle lane because I pay my road tax and I don't deserve to sit behind lorries. There are three lanes. Use them. That's one of the texts we got in. Now, I think that's probably real.
Do you think?
But yeah.
Because he pays his, or she pays their road tax, they don't deserve to sit behind lorries, they can sit in the middle lane. That doesn't make
any
sense.
Pay your road tax, you can use all roads, but you don't drive on all roads.
Exactly.
What?
That's true.
If you pay your road tax, you can drive anywhere, but just because you paid it doesn't mean that you're going to drive down the M1.
What's road tax?
Yeah. What is road tax?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What is road tax?
Road tax?
Yeah.
Road tax.
What is that?
Well, it's tax you pay every year for your car to drive on the road.
Are you done?
Yeah, do you not pay road tax?
No.
You used to get a little disc.
What?
Put it in your windscreen.
Yeah. Yeah, but they don't do that anymore.
No, don't do that. Do all online.
They stopped
now.
It.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
You don't have to pay for anything.
No, you do pay road tax.
You do pay for it.
Oh, what? Yeah. Direct debit every month.
Oh, no. I do. Oh, I don't.
So you don't have a road tax?
No.
Why?
Got a doctor on call.
Oh, sign. That's good.
Dr. Miles.
And I've got them blue lights.
Oh, have you got them? That'd be great.
You don't like Starsky and Hutch?
Yeah.
I told you, I knew a bloke who had a blue light in his glove compartment.
Really?
You plug it into your cigarette lighter.
Oh.
And he was stuck in traffic once.
Wow.
And he went, and his brain flew out of his skull.
Yeah.
And he thought, do you know what I'll do? I'll just plug the blue light in, put it on the dashboard and drive down the hard shoulder.
Wow.
And I said to him, you know, that's really illegal.
Yeah, that's thoroughly illegal.
That's really bad.
That'd be fun.
He's like, I know it. I know I shouldn't have done it, but I did get past all the traffic.
Yeah.
I'm like, again, I think you shouldn't do that anymore. He went, I've only done it once before.
Oh, what? He's done it, though.
He's done it twice.
That's terrible.
Anyway.
That would be fun. That's James's dream, isn't it? Getting in a police car with a blue light flashing.
I think undercover police is my dream job.
Yeah. They're usually Volvos, aren't they?
Yeah.
A lot of Volvos. Yeah.
Any brand. They use electric ones now as well.
Do they?
Yeah.
It's very eco of them.
So you'd like to be undercover police?
Yes.
In what scenario? Give me the scenario.
Traffic cop.
Right.
And then someone is speeding down the motorway at 110, which you shouldn't be doing.
No.
You go after them.
Are you allowed to do that?
No, you're not.
No, on the M6, a toll you can.
No, it's
yeah,
not
you can.
Yeah, you pay your money, you can drive as fast as you like.
Up to 170, I think it is on the M6 toll.
That's the law, right?
Yeah, no, it's not. You can't.
Oh, no, okay, I got that wrong, sorry.
And then I'll radio Oscar Yankee 99, which is the helicopter, and the helicopter will come in, and then I'll get...
You haven't said something rude, though, have you?
Two of the mates, police car drivers, and then we'll box them in, and it'll be fun.
For doing how fast are they driving?
110.
It's not like they're, like...
Yeah, they are. They're driving erratically.
It's not that much over the speed limit, is it?
It's not like Lando Norris or anything, is it?
Do you remember when the prize dump tour?
Yes.
Police car box in a driver.
Yeah, that was very exciting.
How fun was that?
Do you remember that? We were sat at the front of the bus, weren't we, watching the whole thing?
We saw a car razz down the hard shoulder with three police cars after it, and then one of them slowed all the traffic down, and then next thing, it's boxed in.
Yeah.
He's in handcuffs.
Oh, you can believe your luck, could you?
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Brilliant. Imagine being part of that.
Yeah, they wouldn't call it razzing down, though, would they?
No.
They'd have a more sort of, you know, police...
You've had offers from the police to have a little trip in one of the Ninos.
Yeah, I know.
One of them was going to arrest you.
No, I didn't want to get arrested.
No, but he said he would.
Yeah, no, I did.
And then his boss said he couldn't.
Did he?
Yeah, well, you'd not done anything criminal.
I don't want to get arrested. I just want to go in an undercover car, go on some police chases.
Are you allowed to just sit in the back? Can they do that?
I think so. They say that.
If the police are listening, please do this. Please,
yeah, James
please
would love to do it.
Arrest James and take him on a drive.
Go and do a tea pack.
What's that mean?
That's really rude.
It's not.
James, that's really rude.
We get arrested for doing that.
You can't do that. That needs to be consent.
Yeah, it is.
What's a tea pack?
Tactical pursuit.
So what you do is the way you stand. So you stand kind of like legs apart.
Yeah.
What?
No, tea pack. TP Nut.
Yes.
Yes.
He was a rapper.
Right.
And
he was big.
It was like East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a lot of rivalry. Is that right?
That's not it. It's T-Pack.
Okay, all right, fine.
T-Pack.
How do you know all the terms?
Oh, it's traffic cops.
Is that the one with Jamie Thiessen, the Crash Bang Wallet ones?
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
They are very good.
It's loads of them.
They are brilliant,
Interceptors.
Yeah.
police camera action.
Watch out, I'm a policeman. Yeah. All those.
All right, okay. By the way, Chris, it's actually called vehicle excise duty. No such thing as road tax. Yeah, all right.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, I bet you're fun at parties.
Yeah, I bet you watch the
TV. It's all hang out with you.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, if there's any police listening, and I know we got a lot of police listening, yeah. James wants a razz around in one of the cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would call it a razz around.
Undercover.
I'd love to love that. Well, I'd love to know what are the good jobs and bad jobs of being a police person. Yeah. Now, obviously, you know, forget the obvious, right? But... You know the ones that sit on the side of the road, slightly hidden on that raised embankment?
Yes.
Right?
Sneaky.
Is that good to do that, or is it bad if you get that shift?
Yeah, true.
Mm. Like, is that like...
Do you catch up on paperwork?
Do you go, oh, yeah, they've put us on, like, traffic patrol or whatever it is.
Mm. Mound duty.
So we're not even driving. Because,
yeah.
Like, you've got two versions. You've got the ones that sit there and seemingly do know.
Yeah.
And you bomb past them at 90, yeah. And they're like, yeah, off you go, I'm not doing that today. And then you've got the ones that drive in lane one at 65 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And you absolutely pat yourself when you go past them at 69.
Yeah.
And you're like, don't look at them, don't look at them, don't look at them. Meanwhile, there's other people flying past in the outside lane at 85, and the cop is there going... My job today is to drive slowly on the motorway.
Oh, I hate it when they do that. When the police drive at 70 on the motorway, it's the most annoying thing in the world because you can't overtake them.
Yeah, don't they realise? They're coppers. They can floor it.
Absolutely. They create a bubble around them, don't they? Everyone just pretends they're doing 70. So.
Do you think when it's their birthday, copper goes, right, I'm on motorway duty today, but what I'm going to do, because it's my birthday, I'm going to sit in the inside lane at 88 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And just see what everyone does.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Just one big long line behind them. And then, of course, the middle lane full of middle lane idiots.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, if you work for the police, then text in 83936 or drop us a WhatsApp and then we'll get James arrested. Lovely.
I don't want to get arrested.
Right, it's 12 minutes past seven. What's coming up?
Radio X. Coming up, more of the Chris Moyle Show making a splash in the radio world as per usual. I say splash is a clever segue into telling you about one of our guests today, as we're joined by Olympic diver Tom Daly.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, actor, comedian, writer, and poet Tim Key will be catching up with Chris in the studio after 9.
Maybe.
Welcome to the greatest listening experience, because you're rocking with Radio X, you massive legends.
Hey.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
12 minutes past 7, Thursday at Radio X. Play that guitar, fella. So, Tim Key, very funny man. Dom's watched the movie and he says it is brilliant.
I can't stop thinking about it. I love it. It's brilliant.
And then Tom Daly, the diver, the Olympian, both on the show today between now and 10 o'clock this morning.
She said, you know me well. I seen you, little Stephen and Joanna, around the back of my hotel. Oh, yeah. Someone said you was asking after me, but I know you best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh, yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was born, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Well, you must be a boy with bones like that, she said you got me wrong. I would've sold them to you if I could, I just kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. And I'll see dance for little Stephen and
sign around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Fratelli's at Radio X and Chelsea Dagger. Want to go in a police car? No worries, it's called a ride-along. It happens all the time, James. Anyone can apply. Put in your application and ask to come out with us in Twickenham. There you go.
Okay. Ooh. That's not a million miles away, James.
And that's from Paul, who's even put his number on there.
Oh, is that his badge number?
And then he says, better still, do 5 weeks training and become a volunteer police officer. That's what I did. They let me drive the police car now. Absolutely fantastic.
Panda Brilliant. Car or like police chase?
Panda car? He's not a volunteer police officer in 1983.
Don't call him panda cars anymore. Juliet Bravo. Yeah. Don't do all that still.
So there you go. Why don't you do that?
I'd love to do that.
A volunteer police officer. What happens if you're a volunteer police officer and you get called to something and it's like someone's robbing a bank and they're like, we've got hostages, we're going to kill everyone. You'd be like that. I'm out of here. I'm only a volunteer. I do not need this hassle. I'm literally telling people the time and helping old ladies cross the road. This is way beyond my volunteering status. James, you're in.
Everybody, just call it the robbery.
It's a robbery. Stop it! Right, 7:17. It's the clean version, don't worry, but we always have a bit of a panic on. Phew. You need to get in there and get those hostages. I am a volunteer. Yeah. You go in. I'll be over there in Starbucks watching.
Me and Fast got the actually out throughout the bank. You got Steve outside, counter full pack, and everything's cool and everything's smooth.
Hey, that's smooth.
I walk into the teller, I give her the letter. She gives me the loot with puckered up lips and a wink that I found cute. And I said, baby, 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 is there some karmic G love thing happening here, baby, or what? By that time, Fast at me with the said it's time to blow, you know. So out the door we go, back to the ride. Steve inside in the lot, and off we drive. See, I hurt my lower lumbar. You know we never get far riding around in a stolen police car. So we dropped it off and piled in the caddy. Steve was driving, cause I had to talk to my man.
I don't know anything about any setup. You can torture me all you want.
Torture you, that's a good idea. I like that one.
The Hell's Gate ain't funkin' the crowd, man, I'm still standing up straight. So we pull these jobs, make a little money. No one gets hurt if they don't act funny. On the way to the yacht, we almost got caught. Fast shooting mailbox, you know where the cops is, yeah. They had to duck the donuts adjacent from the phone, which was mailbox. Fast that just exploded. They gave chase from our man Steve's and Ace, and we lost those brothers with haste. We cast it off, and along we went off from Bermuda to an island resort we rented.
I need you cool. Are you cool? I am cool.
Running around, robbing banks, all whacked up the street.
Dominic Byrne laugh, James?
I can make Dominic Byrne laugh with just a few words that wouldn't really make much sense to anybody else.
Can you?
Yeah. Shall I try it?
All right, let me get...
I won't even look at him, James. Okay. Watch this. Go on. Watch Dom's face. Hey, you're live on BBC Three right now.
Do not finish that sentence.
I won't. Right. That is Fun Loving Criminals and Scooby Snacks. This is Radio X. We'll be right back.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Samantha?
Reward yourself. Get £4 2D tickets at Cineworld when you book online using club card vouchers and visit between 27th of May and the 8th of June, celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Prices for standard 2D ticket, T's and C's apply. See tesco.com/cineworld.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn, Dad's cooking tea, Ash is upstairs spinning tunes, and the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
100 years ago, the nation's greatest invention made its debut. But can you guess what it was? Was it the... or the... Nah, it was this. The McVitie's Chocolate Digestive. Mm. 100 years of the nation's greatest invention. Buy a pack for the chance to win £100 every 100 minutes. There's only one. McVitie's True Originals.
You could be £10,000 richer just in time for summer. Enter now at winplus.co.uk. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
At Matalan, it's time for another exclusive deal. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £40 or more. Just in time for payday. Go on, you deserve it. Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moyalty!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, Antarctic saviour is Penguin Poo. Plus, to celebrate the runaway success of the Blooming Legends podcast, we want to hear about the legends in your own life and Harry paints our pet town of West Bromwich red. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
With Little Plus Fruity Super Spin, simply shop and spin to win a free fresh fruit coupon with every shop. Download the Little Plus app to get by switching to the Retail Industry Awards Fresh Produce Retailer of the Year. 18 plus GB residents, various prizes available, subject to availability. Ends 4th of the 6th, 25. Full T's and C's apply. See little.co.uk/spin.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Live from London's Leicester Square, this is The Chris Moyles Show.
Radio X.
Morning, thank you for tuning in to The Chris Moyles Show on Radio X. Now, we found out the other day that our boss, because it's half term, our boss Matt Deverson.
My name is Matt Deverson. I am the boss. I write emails like this. Booyakasha. And I am in charge. End.
He is off this week, and we absolutely confirmed that he wasn't listening to our show the other morning because we were going through all our favourite Now That's What I Call Music albums and playing the most inappropriate music. So I'm going to bring that feature back again.
We had nothing, did we? It was brilliant.
We had a great time. We were playing like tracks from Now 7, Now 22, Now 35.
Yeah.
I think Phoenix is like Now 111 or something. Yeah.
Something annoying.
And so, yeah, that was great fun.
I'll just do that again.
Did you have a Now album, James? Did we do? Oh, we did yours.
Mine, yeah.
We did
what yours.
Peter Andre Flavor.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
Boyzone Words.
Oh, all the big Radio the big X hits. Bangers.
All the classics.
So I might do that again because it went down very well.
Yes,
and
definitely.
Devo, still nothing from him, by the way. He's oblivious we even did it.
I think so.
He's
we could ask Tom Daly what his first Now album is.
No,
it'll be something ridiculous, like 90
How old
something.
Is Tom? What is he now?
Is he
20 yet?
He's 18 now, I think. How old is he?
He's 31. Is that all?
He's 31.
Oh, God's sake.
Good Lord.
Oh, come on.
About a week ago, he turned 31.
I hate young people. All right, well, we'll ask Tom, and then we'll ask Tim Key as well, because Tim's a little bit older, so...
Yeah.
I'll bet both of them going, oh, I've never heard a Now album, and it'll kill the feature, Stone Cold Dead. That's what I'll do. Anyway, we might do the Now music game a little bit later on again this morning.
Your blades are sharpened with precision. Flashing your favourite point of view. Like you always do, just like you always do. Already pulling me in, already under my skin, and I know exactly how this ends. I let you cut me open just to watch me bleed. Gave up who I am for who you wanted me to be. Don't know why I'm hoping for what I won't receive. Of the emptiness machine, the emptiness machine.
Started texting in now their first ever Now That's What I Call Music album, so we might have to do the feature then. You can't let the audience down.
Exactly. That's what they're demanding.
If they want it, we've got to do it for them. Meanwhile,